So I'm going to talk about last night a little bit. I'll just talk about when me and my friend went to eat after the bar, and I kind of wanted to go somewhere I haven't been in a while, so I wanted to go to Kitchen 24, which is in Hollywood off Cahuenga. It's kind of in the heart of it all. So we find parking amazingly, and we go inside. Obviously, a bad time to go because there's so many clubs and bars nearby that, like, it's really, really packed. And it's good food. I like going there. They have a bar there, they have free Wi-Fi. It's like modern diner style. So it was going to be about a 30 to 40 minute wait. And we put our names down, and I go to use the restroom. I notice it's like six girls deep in the line for like the ladies' restroom. So as I'm like there, like thinking, like, am I really waiting for this shit? I decide to check up on the men's bathroom and see what the situation is, see if anyone's even in there, because I'll just like hover, piss, and be on my way. So I open the door and there's a guy washing his hands. At first, I thought he was doing something else, but I'm like, oh my God, thank God. He wasn't, he was just washing his hands. So he kind of gave me a surprise look and was like, oh, really? But like, actually, he was smiling a lot. Maybe he was hoping he was getting lucky or some shit. Like, I was just gonna close the door and, like, I don't know. Actually, I almost did just like walk in and like close the stall and do my thing, but I didn't. I waited till he left. I locked the door, and there were the girls that were standing in line were like Mexican and black. And I could hear the black girl's voice say, oh no, she didn't just walk in on him like that. I'm a walk in on her and bust open the door. And I was like, try it, bitch. Like at that time, I was like in mid pee while she's like trying to open the door. And I had locked it, like the bathroom door. It had one of those, like heavy, it was a heavy lock. So it's not like she was getting in. And then I can hear a guy approach her, and she's like, and the guy said, what's going on? And then he's like, I need to use the restroom. And she said, well, there's a girl in there and you can't use it. And he's like, what? Oh, hell no. And he starts knocking on the door, like, I gotta go to the bathroom. By this time, I'm just like, really? Really? Like, you guys have no sort of tact. I don't know, just what the hell was going on. It was getting crazy. Everyone was talking shit that because I decided to use the fucking men's bathroom and didn't want to wait so long. Like, you do what you gotta fucking do, dude. Like, sorry you guys weren't smart enough to think of that shit. You guys were all friends. You guys all could have went in there and fucking piss squatted at the same time, taking your little turns and wash your hands and been out in like fucking 5 minutes. Like, handle your fucking business. No one fucking cares. Especially in a situation like that. I didn't care. I was not going to be like chilling in the hallway with them for like a half hour listening to their bullshit. I'd rather just fucking step over paper towels in the men's bathroom, do my shit, wash my hands, and get out. I'm sorry, a bit more practical. So I open the door. The guy keeps pounding on the door. It's this big black guy, and he's like, "Yo, come on!" Like he keep like constantly, you know. Like, granted, he knows there's a girl inside. Okay, so I finally decided, was thinking of my tactic, like to even engage or just not engage. So I was like, I think with this, I just gotta go full ignore. So I opened up the door. I didn't even look at anybody. I just fucking walked all the way down and didn't even look really back even that much. He's like, yo, come back here. There's no reason for you to be in the men's bathroom. Like, he was a fucking security or something. He wasn't. He was just mad that there was a line for the bathroom. And I think he wanted to tell me off, which, why does a guy need to tell off a girl who was in the men's bathroom using the restroom and came out in 2 minutes? I don't know. This is LA. And that girl was just trying to get me in trouble for the sake of, like, oh, hell no, that girl just didn't go to the bathroom, and, like, I'm going to open the door on her, and suddenly, like, she doesn't even know me. I didn't even know her prior to that. But once again, this is LA, and this is why I'm probably not going to be going back to Kitchen 24 after hours again. When we got there, my friend said the place was a little bit urban, and I think he's being polite. It was crazy. I understand it's like after 2 o'clock, people are wild and drinking, but it was just like a circus. I don't ever in my life remember it's so crazy in there. Maybe I was like partially sober. I don't know. Maybe I'm grown up. Who the fuck knows what happened to me? But, I don't know. That was a bit too much for me. So we left after that and we went somewhere nearby that I wrote a Yelp review about. I was talking to someone earlier about my Yelp review and I'm like, do you think I'm becoming a food Nazi? I just want a napkin when I eat, the food to taste all right, and the service to be decent. And that's really hard to ask for. So with that, that's the end of my little situation. What do you think about girls peeing in the men's restroom if there's a long line for the women's and the men's is available at the time? There was no line for the guys. It was just that one guy and he left. I used the restroom. I went out and then the other guy could go in, but he did not need to make a scene. Anyways, let me know. Bye.